Pippa, Jimmy on the air, 10 minutes past to 6. Yeah, morning everyone, 13, 12, 16. The number you can call anytime, get on the radio. And we do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa, Family Guy over the past couple of months, a TV show, it's become quite renowned for making jokes which end up being somewhat correct.
Very cleverly done. These guys are creative geniuses and they don't mind a bit of political parody.
No, they don't at all. Kevin Spacey, there was a joke about him. Mm-hmm. There was a joke about Harvey Weinstein in a previous episode as well. All turned out to be correct.
It's a show where nobody is off limits from having the mickey taken out of them.
Absolutely. Now, the latest superstar, world superstar, may I say, to have an accusation thrown in his face by Family Guy has come out in a recent episode of Family Guy's Don't Be a Dickens at Christmas, and the person they've accused of doing something is Kanye West.
Oh, brilliant. Mm-hmm. This is very funny because he's easy to take the mickey out of.
He is. Now, this joke's harmless, though. It's not accusing him of doing anything illegal. It's accusing him of over-explaining himself too often. Take a listen to the Kanye impression that Family Guy airs on this episode.
Okay, I'll put the Kanye canes in the stockings.
You know, it's just like, you know, music and fashion, all that. You know, I can't be stopped. Whatever I do, you know, I just want to be the best because the best is never enough. Mark Zuckerberg promised he'd give me $50 million, fam, but then he wealths and I'm penniless. Kanye is the greatest. Kanye drops the latest. There can be no debaters, and Kanye got the status.
Yeah, that was voiced by Saturday Night Live's Jay Farrah and Pippa. Just, if you'd put Kanye in a room with you right now, would that be exactly how you'd imagine he'd interact with you?
Oh, I actually thought that was Kanye's voice. I thought they'd got him on board to just like, mate, take the mickey out of yourself for this episode. Very cleverly done.
Yeah, he's back to his old, you know, jumping up on stage with Taylor Swift.
With Taylor Swift, exactly.
Absolutely. There we go. Well, at least it ain't a bad illegal accusation this time.
No, that's right. Bit of harmless fun. Hopefully he won't write a song about it and get offended.
Just an accusation of talking too much, which I can think of a few people who I could accuse of that.
Guilty.
Pippa, Jimmy, good morning, guys. It is 14 minutes till 7 o'clock and wake-up call not too far away. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular made coffee. Now, it's coffee for the morning, beer for the evening this
Certainly
time of the
is.
Year.
Especially when the mercury heats up.
Now, this time of year as well, you go in the pub, plenty of people. Let's go get some Christmas drinks down at the pub.
Oh, busy time.
And the pub starts filling up and suddenly you've got to wait 5-10 minutes just to get a beer because the line's 4 people deep stretched across the bar.
You're trying to like hustle your way in there, kind of bat an eyelash at, you know, some cute hunky bartender across the bar being like, hey, vodka, lime and soda on the double.
I love the old technique of having a 50 out, just waving. It's like, yes, I can afford my drinks.
I have money. I give you a good price.
and then you try and relive your clubbing days experience of how to sneak to the front of the line as fast as possible. Mm,
quite a technique involved.
Now, when you were younger or even nowadays, do you have a technique to get served as fast as possible?
I try and make eye contact with someone. Be like, okay. hi, over here, hi. Doesn't usually work though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a little technique where it's just apply a little bit of pressure to the person in front of you and slip into any gap. And you sort of make your way through. Because often you have 4 people at the bar lining up and they will be chatting away. And if you're sort of hugging the person in front of you, you can slip into that gap and they won't even notice.
Just come in from behind.
Right. But I've found a new technique after reading an article this morning of how to get served the fastest you'll ever get served at a bar every single time.
Is it feigning an injury and fainting so that everybody clears out and then you just can stand up, I'm fine, guys, and then go to the front?
Oscar Pistorius taking his legs off and...
Oh my gosh.
To the front.
That is terrible.
No, what it is, you go up to some tables which have empty glasses, you stack 4 or 5 empty glasses up and then you make your way to the bar to drop the glasses off as if you're working there. Excuse me, guys. And people start, oh, look, that guy's bringing glasses up. He must work here. Make your way to the front of the bar, pop the glasses on the bar, I'll have four more of those VBs. Thanks, mate.
That's genius.
Yeah.
I love it. I've never thought of that.
Absolutely.
You just get your waiter or waitress on. Mm-hmm. Get your bartender on. Brilliant. Yeah. And then you've just got to be really loud and confident. Excuse me, guys, coming through. Excuse me. Thank you. Yep. Right. Okay. Three vodka lime and sodas, two G&Ts, one scotch on the rocks. And you just, brilliant. I love that.
And you got everyone else in the pub hating you.
Yeah, that's right. No, but the bartenders, I think, would be very grateful and impressed for your initiative that you're showing cleaning up the glasses.
Yeah. Hashtag Clean Up Australia Day.
Taylor Swift.
Dubbo and the Central West, number one with Imagine Dragons at Whatever It Takes. Pippa, yesterday at around this time, we gave away almost $6,500 to Beck.
We did. Beck correctly guessed the item that we have smashed with a hammer for $6,450. We had smashed a landline phone handset or receiver. And I tell you what, Jimmy, there is something about holding a hammer in my hand that just makes me drunk with power.
Oh, it is powerful, isn't it? Now, all throughout the process, if you missed it yesterday, we said you had to be specific because mm-hmm. you had to actually specifically describe the bit you're talking to, you know, on your landline phone. So not the keypad. We're not smashing the, we hadn't smashed the keypad. We'd smashed the actual bit you're talking to.
Exactly. And you could be sitting there thinking in your car, well, great, you've smashed it, they've guessed it, what do you do now? Guys, we smash another hammer live on air.
A live smashing right now.
Yeah. Not okay. Smashing a hammer, smashing another item with a hammer.
Okay, Pippa, I've sent you out and you've got an item. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe this item may have been pinched from somewhere.
It was pinched from somewhere. Okay. It may have been acquired, I don't want to say illegally, but without someone else's knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got it at like 6 a.m. this morning because, well, no one could see us.
No one could see us.
Okay, Pippa, are you ready to get down on your knees and do a live smashing?
I've got my hammer in my hand.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take my headphones off.
Now, Pippa's going to live smash this item. After it's been smashed, if you call up on 13, 12, 16 and correctly guess what's been smashed with a hammer, the jackpot today is $50. So that's $50 handy for coming into Christmas. So, Pippa, the microphone is on. Can I have a test a little tap there so I can hear it?
Testing, that's testing the mic.
Okay, so we can hear the microphone. I'm going to stop talking now and Pippa, it's going to be time to live smash this item on air. Oh.
That's it. I've just smashed the item. I was going to do a couple of run-up ones.
That sounded funky.
Did it?
Yeah.
Can we play that back?
I think we're on the 10-second
delay. Oh, okay, we are. So 13, 12, 16, I've just smashed that item live on air. If you think you know what we've smashed with a hammer, you could immediately win $50.
$50, okay.
Yeah.
Phone lines are lighting up. 13, 12, 16. What did Pippa just smash with a hammer? $50 on the line. Morning.
Peter's Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more. For Jimmy's. Smash for cash.
Day one of a new sound.
Craig, did you hear the victory of Beck yesterday when she won over $6,000?
Yes, I did.
You did?
That was good. Now, Craig, you've called up for the big jackpot of $50.
Your first cab off the rank for a cheeky fitty. Mate, it's nothing to sneeze at, is it?
No, that's it.
Cold hard cash is cold hard cash, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Craig, mate, would you like a quick listen to what the sound is again?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay, this is what we've smashed the hammer live on air just moments ago.
God, it felt good.
Yeah,
felt good just wielding a hammer.
Okay.
Craig, for $50, what have I smashed with a hammer?
I think it's a Christmas bauble.
Craig, you Aussie legend, you've guessed it first go. How do you feel?
Yeah, pretty good.
Amazing. 2 days in a row winners. How good.
I honestly thought this would take about 3 or 4 days to go off, but
Craig. Well done. Well done. What are you going to do with your cheeky fitty?
Oh, I guess it'll go towards Christmas.
Yeah, perfect. Maybe a couple of Christmas baubles if you need some.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll give you the bauble as well if you want.
Yeah, it's a bit of a souvenir. You can hang it on your tree. Yeah. That time I won $50.
Okay, Craig, we're going to have to live smash something else tomorrow now.
We are. You've made our job a lot harder.
Sorry.
That's okay. Have a great day, Craig. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Tonight, it's all right. 12 minutes past 8. Yeah, morning dub on the Central West. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. Current temp, 26 degrees. Going to be another stinking hot one at 37. And another live smashing of an item tomorrow morning, 7.55, right here on Hit 93.5.
Little kid Keaton Jones out of Tennessee has been making international news over the last couple of days after his mum, Kimberly Jones, recorded a video of him asking why bullies at school were bothering him. So you may have heard this story. Celebrities have responded in waves to this video. I have a little bit of a listen to the audio of Keaton Jones asking why people are bullying him at school.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? Not okay.
Yeah, that's just a little clip there of Keaton Jones, who made international headlines over the weekend after he's been bullied really badly at school.
He's explaining through tears that bullies are making fun of him because of his nose, they're calling him ugly, and they've even poured milk on him. The video has gone viral and celebrities have come in waves of support of Keaton. But amazingly overnight, and this is an appalling story to be sharing, but a father and son have now been arrested after a video of an alleged assault of a teenage boy in South Australia was posted online. Now, have a listen to this audio. This is a father and his son who are standing over a teenage boy, and the father is encouraging the son to assault him in retaliation for something that happened to his daughter.
Sorry to my daughter?
Yes.
To his mum?
Yes.
You better from that.
I do.
You know what's going to happen to your family if I ever hear you say anything again?
Look,
you want to know what's right going to happen?
What?
I'm going to come to your house, mate, and it's going to be hell. You got it?
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that scares me listening to the and even seeing the video. It's even worse because this man, who looks like he's in his 40s, is standing over a defenseless young child, encouraging his child to hit and punch him.
This is a 45-year-old man. Oh. Now, obviously, we had to heavily edit that audio because the language in there is horrendous and just unacceptable to be played on radio. But he can be heard telling the alleged victim that he will punch his face in if he defends himself against his son's advances. So this is just, this is really starting an online conversation.
Yeah, it really is. Like, we've had, you know, in the media lately, we've had a lot of online conversations about, like, workplace bullying, about sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. But really coming to the light at the moment is schoolyard bullying. And, you know, it has been talked about for years, but often it comes back to the school's doing nothing, no mm-hmm. one's doing anything, mm-hmm. What can you do? It's kids being kids. But when it gets to these sorts of points, like, I got called a few names while I was at school, but I never got milk poured down the back of my shirt. I never got ham stuck on me. I never got beaten up or punched. When it gets to, you know, not saying that it's okay to call names or anything, but seriously, it's getting bad when it gets to the point where kids are being beaten up and the parents are encouraging it. What are you teaching your children?
Oh, and I think this is a wake-up call for parents, for teachers, for kids, for all of us to understand that this is happening and it's happening right in our own backyard. It's not just happening in America, in places like Tennessee, like it did to Keaton. It's happening in our own backyard, and I'm sure there would be cases across Dubbo and the Central West where kids are experiencing just horrendous bullying. And this is just an appalling example of how a father is encouraging just violent behaviour. Mm. And I think for parents, we need to get to the point where we're not encouraging this kind of backyard justice stuff, because it's just horrendous and it's not going to get anyone anywhere. It's so incredibly damaging. And you know what? I'm not a parent, but if my kid was treating another child like that, I'd be appalled. Mm. And I don't care if it's parent shaming. It's just terrible.
Yeah, right.
There's no excuse for it.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree.
And I think it says about parents, if your child is going to school and they're treating other children like that, you need to be having a good hard look at what's happening at home as well.
Yeah.
Because you can't expect a child to go to school and learn all of their moral values, life lessons, how to behave appropriately in social settings and how to treat other people with kindness and respect if at home they're being taught that this is an okay way to solve problems.
Absolutely. It is good news, though, out of this situation in South Australia that police do have that man in custody and he has been charged over these relations.
That's right.
There you go. If you want to have your say on it, we'll take calls anytime, any reason. 13, 12, 16. Ed Sheeran on the air right now with Beyonce. This is Perfect, the duet on Hit. Morning. Macklemore. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Pippa Jimmy, 8:45, just ticked over. Go grab the all-new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's. Pippa, the big question of the morning. After we heard murmurs that the Central West might be bringing those bicycle docking stations to the WCBD.
Rental bicycle docking stations. People are throwing a bit of chat around town about, are they coming? Are they a good idea?
Yeah, you might be hanging out down one end of Macquarie Street, want to get to the next, and you pick up a bike, ride it down, dock it at the station.
For all the tourists that are coming through, great way to see Dub Vegas.
You could have a docking station out the front of Taronga Western Plain Zoo.
Perfect, that might be a good idea.
But the question is, should we bring them to Dubbo?
Should we? 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to have your say.
Yeah, we are taking your calls right now. If you want to have your say, it's not too late. Get on the blower on 13, 12, 16. Chris, got Chris on the line. Chris, what do you reckon about bicycle docking stations right here in Dubbo and the Central West, mate?
I was in Melbourne the other day, and obviously Melbourne's a decent-sized city, so it can justify having these bikes. I did notice that a few of the bikes that were dropped around the place, they had their, I suppose you'd say, their GPS or whatever smashed off them. I really just don't think that Dubbo is big enough to justify doing it. What are you going to do, ride from one end of Macquarie Street to the other?
Fair point.
No, that's why we're putting the question out there because, yeah, like they are great for tourists and stuff, but do we really need them?
And also the cost justification. Obviously, council's going to have to pay them. And then council's going to have to pay the maintenance. And then if, obviously, the bikes get knocked off, then council's going to have to do that. And in saying that, you and I are the ones that have to pay for that.
Absolutely.
So true. Chris, have you ever used one of these bikes or would you ever use one in Dubbo or another city?
No, I'm lazy. I drive.
Cheers for joining us there, Chris. Thanks, mate.
Amanda on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page agrees with Chris's sentiments, saying they'll get vandalised. They also saw this in Melbourne a few months ago and bikes were used and left dumped everywhere. And Amanda's saying ratepayers will have to pay and I pay enough already. Julie says, no, don't bring them here because they'll end up in the river.
Oh, in the river?
Yep, that's what she reckons will happen. But Crystal, she says, yeah, why not? Bring more stuff in.
Crystal, you're YOLO, aren't you?
You are YOLO. She'll be the first one on the bikes, cruising around town, 13, fly.
13, 12, 16, if you want to have your say.
We've got cool boys in the front, man.
Hamish and Anne.
Jersey on. JD, Jason Derulo, Talk Dirty on Hit 93.5. Yeah, how you doing, Central West? Pippa Jimmy on the air. Hey, talking about how you doing.
How you doing?
Me and my flatmate watch Friends every night on Nine. I think it's Nine Go or Nine, one of those ones.
Yeah.
Nine Gem. 6 o'clock every night.
Back-to-back episodes.
Back-to-back. I know, it's really good.
It's brilliant.
But the other day, it got to season 10 and you see them all growing up and all old. And then the next day, it starts again, brand new.
Season one. It's so good.
And they're our age.
Yeah, they are.
Joey's like 26.
Yep. They're all getting married at like around the 30s mark. This is why it's just a timeless show that never gets old because I first discovered Friends in my early 20s and now I'm in my late 20s. I'm just still journeying with them through life.
Well, now I'm beginning because I've watched Friends a couple of times over and over, but now I feel like I'm really beginning the Friends journey because I am Joey Triviani.
That's who you think you are. That's what Friends character you think you are.
I think I am. Most likely I'm boring as whatever as Ross, but...
You're a paleontologist who enjoys dinosaurs.
At least we know what Ross's job is.
We do. At least we. What? 13, 12, 16, if anyone knows what Chandler Bing's job is, by the way, because I don't think anybody still knows.
What is Chandler Bing's
job? Nobody
knows.
Yeah. He's a transponster. That's season 4, by the way.
Oh, was it?
With the pop quiz, yeah.
Which episode?
Oh, I don't know what episode number.
Okay.
We could just go down a Friends rabbit hole here and talk for 5 days about it.
Why not?
It's so good. Why don't we do that?
It's just Mike on next. What does he do? What does Mike
do? Oh, please. Don't start ribbing Mike again, honestly. You give him so much grief. I go away for one day and then you come back and he's got horror stories about how mean you were to him on air. It's terrible.
I was because he started a story with, this is a really interesting story, and I'm like,
This week you did the same thing. It's a classic case of you can give it but you can't take it.
Well, we know now. Let's be honest here. When I first started this job, I made it very clear to the entire office that I can give it, but I can't take it.
Yeah.
Very clear.
So.
And some people, I identify as being able to give it but not take it, but some people do not accept how I identify.
Yeah, e.g.
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
E.g. Pippermore.
Yeah.
Love to dish it out.
I'm very easily offended.
Very easily offended. Get a bee in your bonnet, quick as a flash.
Okay, if we go right now, news will play on time and Mike will be happy.
Okay, great. P.S. We've got to think of another item to smash tomorrow again for Smash for Cash because Craig guessed a Christmas bauble this morning and Bec guessed a telephone handset yesterday.
Classic Craig.
Classic Craig winning a cheeky fitty.
Have a listen to this. I don't think it's that obvious. Have a listen.
I thought someone might have guessed an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Christmas bauble. There you go. We're going to have to make it harder tomorrow because someone could win another 50.
See ya tomorrow, 6 a.m. on HIT.
Bye.
Taylor Swift's new album, Reputation, is in stores and on.